Well, good morning, kids. How are y'all doing today? Good. I am so glad y'all came up here and did not leave me sitting up here by myself. Today is the Sunday before the day known as Epiphany, which is coming up on January 6th, and it is the day that people all around the world celebrate the coming of the wise men. So we're going to have a little quiz, and we're going to see how much you all know about the wise men. Are y'all ready for this? You good? All right, they're often called wise men, but they have another name. Anyone know what that is? Starts with an M. Magi. Very good. Do you know what magi means? Wise men. Yes. Very good. All right, where did they come from? Anyone know where they came from? Okay, congregation, help them out. The east. We don't know anything else about where they came from, except they came from that direction. You don't have to turn around. They're not actually here with us right now. But they did just, they came that way. How many were there? Three is what we traditionally say. The Bible doesn't actually say, but we often say that there were three of them because of the three gifts, which were what? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Y'all got it. That is just what every young parent needs for their new baby, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right? As my wife likes to say, if they were wise women, they would have known to bring diapers and formula. So, last question, how did they know how to find Jesus? The star, we know that one. Very good. There was this big, bright star in the sky. It signified to them that if they followed it, they would find the King of the Jews, is what they learned. They followed a star to find the King. Now, today, I don't know if you're going to find a star to follow in the sky, but I do know that we today still, as Christians, are supposed to follow not just a star, but the star, the greatest person who ever lived, our holy, magnificent God of the universe came to us as baby Jesus. And when that baby grew up and Jesus went around preaching and teaching, he had one main thing that he asked people to do, and that was, come, follow me. Just like the wise men followed the star in order to find the most important thing in life, we also today follow Jesus in order to find who we are created to be. And that is true whether you are 8 or 88. No matter how old you are supposed to follow Jesus. So whatever we're planning for the next year, we've got a whole host of things that are going to be happening in the next year that are going to be awesome. But whatever's happening, I hope at the top of the list for each and every one of us in the room is to follow wherever the star leads us. Let's pray. God, help us always to follow the example of the Magi in following wherever you lead us. And God, we ask for your help in this because it can be hard to follow you. But we love and trust you to lead us always. In your name that we pray. Amen.